Good Monday morning, church, and what a privilege it is for me to be able to spend my morning together with you in God's Word. Today we are in John chapter 8, where the religious leaders bring to Jesus a woman caught in adultery and seek to test him by asking for his judgment in the matter. Jesus once again confounds them with his response. And let's not forget, God's guiding word for us as we begin this week together is love. My prayer for all of us is this week we walk in love. So let's begin reading John chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. Then everyone went home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early the next morning, he went back to the temple, and all the people gathered around him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught committing adultery. And they made her stand before them all. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. In our law, Moses commanded that such a woman must be stoned to death. Now, what do you say? And they said this to trap Jesus so that he would, they could accuse him. But he bent over and he wrote on the ground with his finger. And as they stood there asking him questions, he straightened up and said to them, whichever one of you has committed no sin may cast the first stone at her. Then he bent over again and he wrote on the ground. When they heard this, they all left one by one. The older ones first. And then Jesus was left alone with the woman still standing there. He straightened up and said to her, where are they? No one is left to condemn you? No one, sir, she answered. Well then, Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go, but do not sin again. And today's key verse is John 8, verse 2, where all the people gathered around Jesus, and he sat down and began to teach them. You know, it's interesting. The one thing that very few people address in this passage of scripture is just what was Jesus bending over and writing on the ground. And I'm wondering if it wasn't a list of names and maybe some of their favorite sins of all those that had gathered to condemn this woman. And you notice that Jesus did not tell them, well, she doesn't deserve to die. Jesus knew exactly what the law called for. But then, who would throw the first stone? And as I said, I really believe as they're standing there condemning the woman and trying to get Jesus' attention, and he's just nonchalantly kneeling down in the sand and, you know, writing whatever he's writing, and doesn't say that he said anything to them. It just says that when he told them, he that is without sin, go and cast the first stone, and then from the oldest to the youngest, they just kind of wandered away. I wonder what it was that Jesus was writing in the ground. You know, it's wonderful to know that not only is Jesus aware of all of our weaknesses, but he is so willing to forgive them when we come to him in faith to receive his forgiveness. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I come to you today with a repentant heart seeking forgiveness. Thank you for your love and your mercy and for the chance to live a new life in you. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Tomorrow we'll be in John chapter 8, beginning at verse 12. Where Jesus' opponents continue to challenge him. Boy, I tell you what, there's nothing like doubling down on stupid. These guys aren't ever going to learn, are they? Anyway, until tomorrow then, my prayer for you is that you will experience his greatest blessings. Until tomorrow, God bless.